Chapter 1. The Driver's License. About this manual. This manual gives you information on safe driving rules and practices to help you become a safe driver. Be sure to read the manual carefully and completely. Unless you know the information contained in this manual, you cannot pass the knowledge test. If you want a license to drive a commercial motor vehicle, you will need to read the Commercial Driver License, CDL, manual. If you want a license to drive a motorcycle, you will need to read the Motorcycle Manual. Licensing requirements. The Driver License. Anyone who operates a motor vehicle or a motor-driven cycle on public roadways in South Dakota is required to have a driver license. If you have a valid out-of-state non-commercial license, you are required to apply for a South Dakota driver license within 90 days of establishing residency in South Dakota. If you are a CDL holder, you must apply for a South Dakota license within 30 days of establishing residency in South Dakota. South Dakota law states that every licensee shall always have their driver license in their immediate possession when operating a motor vehicle. Non-residents who are at least 16 years of age can drive on a valid operator license from their home state. You may obtain a driver license if you are at least 14 years of age. Provide the required documents. Have parent, guardian consent if under the age of 18, required for every application completed. Pass the required driver license test. Turn in all existing driver license or identification card. Do not currently have suspended, revoked, or denied driving privileges in South Dakota or any other state. Have not been found by a court to be mentally incompetent, alcoholic, or a habitual user of illegal drugs. Have no unpaid fines for moving traffic violations. Are in this country legally. Are from a foreign country and can show U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, USCIS, documents with the dates of legal presence in the United States. Document requirements. Photocopies are not acceptable. Every time you apply for a driver license, identification card and application and resident address documents are required. You may obtain an application at the exam station or on our website at https://dps.sd.gov/driver-licensing. Renewal of a driver license or ID card must have a star on the front. 1. A driver license or ID card with star on the front. 2. Two documents proving physical address in South Dakota must be less than 1 year old. 3. Non-U.S. citizens and transfers from other states must provide proof of lawful status in the U.S., such as U.S. certified birth certificate, U.S. passport, passport card, certificate of citizenship, naturalization, permanent resident card, employment authorization card, or foreign passport with a visa, I-94. 4. If your name has changed from your current driver license or ID card, you will need to provide proof of the name change, marriage certificate, divorce decree, or court order. Replacement of a South Dakota driver license or ID card had a star on the front. 1. U.S. certified birth certificate, valid U.S. passport, passport card, certificate of citizenship, naturalization, valid permanent resident card, valid employment authorization card, or foreign passport with a U.S. visa, I-94. 2. Second document proving identity, such as Social Security card, W-2 form, military ID, tribal ID, or another document approved by examiner. 3. Two documents proving physical address in South Dakota must be less than 1 year old. 4. If your name has changed, you will need to provide proof of the name change, marriage certificate, divorce decree, or court order. New South Dakota driver license or ID card includes transfer from another state. 1. One document proving your date of birth, identity and lawful status or presence. If possible, select a document that has your current full legal name to avoid documenting any name change. Valid, unexpired U.S. passport or U.S. passport card. Certified copy of a birth certificate issued by a state of the United States. It must be a certified copy and have the stamp or raised seal of the issuing authority. A hospital-issued certificate is not acceptable. A certified birth certificate issued by Puerto Rico must be certified as being issued on or after July 1, 2010. Consular report of birth abroad issued by the U.S. Department of State, Form FS-240, DS-1350 or FS-545. Certificate of naturalization, Form N-550, N-570 or N-578. Certificate of citizenship, Form N-560, N-561 or N-645. Unexpired employment authorization card, Form I-766. Unexpired permanent resident card, Form I-551. Record of arrival and departure, I-94, with attached photo and stamped temporary proof of lawful permanent resident. Record of arrival and departure, I-94, stamped refugee, parolee or asylee. Unexpired foreign passport accompanied by the approved I-94 documenting applicant's most recent admittance into the United States. Valid foreign passport stamped processed for I-551. Permit to re-enter the United States, I-327. Refugee travel document, I-571. Transfer of a federally compliant driver license or ID from another state requires the documents listed under renewal of a driver license or ID card, must have a star on the front. 2. Check your name. Is your current full legal name different from the name listed on the identity document you are providing in step 1? Were you previously issued a South Dakota driver license or ID card with a name different from that listed on the identity document in step 1? If you answered yes to one or both questions above, you must provide a document proving your name change. If not, go to number 3. To prove your name change, bring documents that connect the name on the identity document you selected to your current full legal name. Select the documents you will use. This can be more than one if needed to connect the name listed on your identity document to your current name. Certified marriage certificate. Court order under petition for name change. Court order for name change in a divorce decree or decree of annulment. Court order for name change in a decree of adoption. Any marriage certificate must be issued by the State Office of Vital Statistics or equivalent agency in the state or country of marriage. It must be a certified copy and have the stamp or raised seal of the issuing authority. A church, chapel, or similarly issued certificate is not acceptable. Any court order must contain your prior full legal name, your court-ordered full legal name, your date of birth, and be stamped with the official court seal. Date stamps and file stamps are not the official court seals. Photocopies and faxes are not acceptable. 3. Provide proof of your Social Security number, SSN. Select one document from the list below that contains your current name and full SSN. Social Security card. W-2 form. Social Security Administration 1099 form. Non-Social Security Administration 1099 form. Pay stub. I am a temporary foreign national not authorized for employment. You do not have to document an SSN, but South Dakota will verify your USCIS number. Make sure you are not authorized for employment. If you are eligible for employment but do not have an SSN, you are required to obtain and present one. Note that we are prohibited from accepting any other documents to prove SSN. 4. Two documents proving physical address in South Dakota, less than 1 year old. A parent's proof of address is acceptable for a minor child. The parent's name who is accompanying the minor must be on the address documents. Utility bill. Pay stub or earnings statement. Rent receipt. Phone bill. Transcript or report card from accredited school. Bank statement. Mortgage document. Tax document. Homeowner's rents insurance policy. Other items with your address can be reviewed by the examiner. People who travel full-time. If you are using a South Dakota mail forwarding address, a residency affidavit must be completed. You will also need to provide a receipt from a South Dakota hotel, motel, campground or RV park to prove one night of stay within the last year, as well as one document, no more than 1 year old, proving your personal mailbox, PMB, service address, receipt from the PMB business or a piece of mail with your PMB address on it. If you have friends or family in South Dakota and plan to use their address, you can complete and follow the instructions on the consent for use of address form. You can find these forms at the following link: https://dps.sd.gov/resource-library. Note that if you maintain a residence in another state, you do not qualify as a full-time traveler. Veterans. Veterans who have been honorably discharged from the military have the option of adding the word veteran to the front of their South Dakota driver license or ID. In addition to the documents listed previously, they will need to present one of the following: DD-214 form, which shows honorable discharge status from active duty. Present a certificate signed by a county or tribal veterans service officer verifying honorable status. DD Form 2, retired. DD Form 2A, reserve retired. NGB Form 22. If you are unable to obtain any of the required documents, please contact our office at dpslicensinginfo@state.sd.us or at 605-773-6883 to see if exceptions are available. Selective Service Requirements. Registering with the Selective Service is required for young men to stay eligible for federal student aid, job training, and government jobs. Any male applicant age 18 to 25 must submit on his application that he has registered with the Selective Service, or that he is authorizing the Department of Public Safety to forward to the Selective Service the personal information necessary to register. For more information regarding Selective Service registration, contact Selective Service at 1-888-655-1825. Fees, subject to change. Regular driver license or instruction permit, upgrade, new, renewal, or transfer from out of state, $28. Identification card, new, renewal, or transfer from out of state, $28. Address change, name change, or a replacement driver license or identification card, $15. Motorcycle instruction permit, new license or within renewal period, $28. Conversion of a motorcycle instruction permit, $28. Conversion of a CDL instruction permit, $33. Commercial driver license renewal, instruction permit, or transfer from out of state, $33. Commercial driver license endorsement test, $15 each. The fee for a commercial driver license does not include the skill, drive test. The skill test must be conducted by a third-party tester, and the tester may charge up to $90 plus tax for testing. For testing purposes, the fee allows you 3 attempts to pass a test within a 6-month period. After 3 attempts, or 6 months, the fee must be paid again. SDCL 2nd of December 32. A proration of fees is given to applicants under 21 years of age who are being issued less than a 5-year license. Who can't get a South Dakota driver license? Persons under 14 years of age. Persons who have a license or driving privilege withdrawal in South Dakota or any other state. Persons who have accumulated child support arrearages of $1,000 or more. These people may be eligible for 1 6-month temporary license. Persons present illegally in the U.S. Persons who have been determined medically or psychologically unfit to drive. Types of driver's licenses and driver's permits. Instruction permit. To obtain an instruction permit, you must be at least 14 years of age and pass the vision and knowledge tests. The permit is valid for 5 years or until the same date as the expiration date on the valid documents authorizing the applicant's presence in the U.S., whichever occurs first. Minors at least 14 years of age, but less than 18 years of age, must hold the valid permit continuously for 180 days, 90 days if successful completion, score of 80% or better on both written and driving portions of driver education, of an approved Department of Education driver education course, prior to upgrading the permit to a restricted minor's permit or operator's license. The cost is $28. Restrictions. During the hours of 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. a driver with a valid license who is 18 years of age or older with at least 1 year's driving experience and a valid driver license must be present in the seat next to the person holding the instruction permit. Between the hours of 10 p.m. and 6 a.m. the permit holder must be accompanied by a parent, legal guardian. Instruction: permit holders may not use any type of wireless communication device while operating a motor vehicle upon public roadways. A wireless communication device is defined as any wireless electronic communication device that provides for voice or data communication between two or more parties, including a mobile or cellular telephone, text messaging device, a personal digital assistant that sends, receives messages, an audio-video player that sends, receives messages, or a laptop computer. Restricted minor's permit. To obtain a restricted minor's permit, you must be at least 14 years of age, complete the requirements of the instruction permit, pass the driving test, and not have been convicted of a traffic violation during the 6 months prior to application for the restricted minor's permit. An individual up to age 18 years of age may hold a restricted minor's permit. The permit is valid for 5 years or until the same date as the expiration date on the valid documents authorizing the applicant's presence in the U.S., whichever occurs first. The cost is $28 for a restricted minor's permit. Restrictions. Entitles the holder, while having the permit in his, her immediate physical possession, to operate a motor vehicle during the hours of 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. if the motor vehicle is being operated with the permission of the minor's parent, legal guardian. During the hours of 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. the minor must be accompanied by a parent or legal guardian who is occupying the seat beside the driver. Upon reaching age 18, the permit automatically converts to an operator's license. A restricted minor's permit holder may not use any type of wireless communication device while operating a motor vehicle upon public roadways. A wireless communication device is defined as any wireless electronic communication device that provides for voice or data communication between two or more parties, including a mobile or cellular telephone, text messaging device, a personal digital assistant that sends, receives messages, an audio-video player that sends, receives messages, or a laptop computer. Operator's license. To obtain an operator's license, you must be at least 16 years of age and must have passed the vision, knowledge, and driving tests. If a minor is at least 16 years of age, but under 18 years of age, they must complete the requirements of the instruction permit and not have been convicted of a traffic violation during the past 6 months prior to obtaining the operator's license. The license is valid for 5 years or until the same date as the expiration date on the valid documents authorizing the applicant's presence in the United States, whichever occurs first. The cost is $28 for an operator's license. Note: per South Dakota law, every licensee shall always have their driver license in their immediate possession when operating a motor vehicle and shall display the same upon demand of a judge, court of record, a magistrate, or a peace officer. Motorcycle instruction permit. To obtain a motorcycle instruction permit, you must be at least 14 years of age and pass the vision and knowledge, car, truck, and motorcycle tests. Minors at least 14 years of age, but less than 18 years of age, must hold the valid permit continuously for 180 days, 90 days if applicant completes a driver education course, prior to the upgrade of the permit to a motorcycle restricted minor's permit or a motorcycle operator's license. However, if in addition to the approved driver education course, the minor has successfully completed the South Dakota, or another state's, authorized motorcycle safety course, the motorcycle instruction permit only needs to be held for 30 continuous days. The permit is valid for 1 year or until the same date as the expiration date on the valid documents authorizing the applicant's presence in the U.S., whichever occurs first. The cost is $28. If less than 18 years of age and the motorcycle instruction permit expires, the minor would be required to obtain another instruction permit for the required length of time. Restrictions. The motorcycle instruction permit holder may operate a motorcycle during the hours of 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. if accompanied by a driver with a valid motorcycle license who is at least 18 years of age, who has at least 1 year of driving experience, and who is driving another motorcycle along with the permit holder. No motorcycle instruction permit holder may carry another person on the motorcycle. Motorcycle restricted minor's permit. To obtain a motorcycle restricted minor's permit, you must be at least 14 years of age and pass the vision, knowledge, car, truck, and motorcycle tests, motorcycle drive test, complete the requirements of the instruction permit, and have not been convicted of a traffic violation during the past 6 months prior to application. The permit is valid for 5 years or until the same date as the expiration date on the valid documents authorizing the applicant's presence in the U.S., whichever occurs first. Restrictions. Entitles the holder, while having the permit in their immediate possession, to operate a motorcycle during the hours of 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. if the motorcycle is being operated with the permission of the minor's parent, legal guardian. Motorcycle operator's license. To obtain a motorcycle operator's license, you must be at least 16 years of age and pass the vision, knowledge, car, truck and motorcycle tests, motorcycle driving test and not have been convicted of a traffic violation during the past 6 months prior to application. If a minor is at least 16 years of age, but under 18 years of age, they must complete the requirements of the instruction permit. The license is valid for 5 years or until the same date as the expiration date on the valid documents authorizing the applicant's presence in the U.S., whichever occurs first. Duplicate license. When a duplicate license is obtained, your license will retain the original license expiration date. To obtain a duplicate license, you must provide two proofs of physical address in South Dakota. Our examiners may question any documents and request additional information for verification of identity. Duplicates are available for the following only: name change, address change, or if the card is lost. Moped operators, you must be in possession of a valid operator's license. Identification card, to obtain an identification card, you must provide the required documents listed at the beginning of this manual. There is no age requirement. The card is valid for 5 years or until the same date as the expiration date on the valid documents authorizing the applicant's presence in the U.S., whichever occurs first. If you are not a U.S. citizen, you will be required to present a U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, USCIS, record authorizing your legal presence in the U.S. Our examiners have the right to question any documents and request additional information for verification of identity prior to issuance of the identification card. Note to all applicants. Any driver license or non-driver ID issued to any individual under 21 years of age with 5 years or less remaining until the applicant's 21st birthday will expire 30 days after the individual's 21st birthday. For information about commercial driver licenses, CDLs, please refer to the Commercial Driver's Manual. Required non-commercial license tests. Cooperation with examiner. The applicant must cooperate fully with the examiner and follow instructions. License applicants must furnish their own safe vehicle for the on-the-road skill test. Pets or passengers will not be allowed in the vehicle during the on-the-road skill test. It is recommended that children or pets not be brought to the exam station. Children and pets are not permitted in the testing area or on-drive test. Examination procedures. You may apply for a South Dakota operator license at any exam station within the state. Licenses may be renewed 180 days prior to their expiration date unless the applicant is turning 21 years of age upon renewal. Licenses expiring 30 days after licensee's 21st birthday may only be renewed on or within the 30 days immediately following the birthdate. For other driver license information regarding locations, procedures, testing times, locations, handicap assistance, and other issues, call 1-605-773-6883, or you may visit the South Dakota website at https://dps.sd.gov/driver-licensing. When applying for a South Dakota driver license, all South Dakota or out-of-state driver license and/or ID must be surrendered at the time of application. If you are currently holding a valid out-of-state driver license, no testing will be required for the transfer of that license unless you have a hazardous materials endorsement. Previous states will be notified and your credential from that state will become invalid. Note. According to state law, examiners are prohibited from issuing a driver license to anyone who is physically incapable to drive. If an applicant appears to be physically impaired, the examiner may require them to test. SDCL 321232. 1. Photo. Your photograph will be taken every time you come in. 2. Vision test. If you wear glasses or contact lenses while taking the vision test, you will be required to wear them whenever driving. If you do not pass the vision test, you must present a statement from an optometrist or ophthalmologist certifying that you possess the visual ability to drive safely before continuing the examination process. 3. Knowledge test. You will be required to pass a test covering the rules of the road and safe driving practices. Those wishing to obtain a motorcycle or commercial driver's license should also obtain those manuals from any South Dakota driver licensing office. The manuals are also available on the department's website at https://dps.sd.gov/driver-licensing/. If someone is caught cheating, you will not be allowed to retest the following day. You will be required to wait a minimum of 2 weeks before being allowed to test again. 4. Driving test. This test will provide an opportunity to demonstrate your ability to safely operate a motor vehicle. The driving test consists of normal driving tasks. You will not be asked to do anything against the law. As of the date this manual was printed, drive tests in all locations must be scheduled. You may schedule a drive test online at https://dps.sd.gov/driver-licensing or by phone at 1-605-773-6883. Unsuccessful examinations. If you fail any of the tests, you may not retest before the next working day. You may wait longer if you want more time to study the manual or to practice driving. You are allowed 3 opportunities to test for each fee paid within a 6-month period. After 3 failures in a 6-month period, the fee will need to be repaid. Restrictions placed on licenses. An operator license may be issued with certain restrictions. For example, a person who cannot see clearly with their right eye will be restricted to driving a vehicle with a left outside rearview mirror. Driver license restrictions. B. Corrective lenses. R. Restricted permit, 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. G. No night driving. F. Left outside rearview mirror. I. No driving outside of town. D. Automatic transmission, non-commercial. Y. 50-mile radius of residence. C. Special equipped vehicle. License options. If you choose yes for any of the options listed below, it will be identified on the license or ID card. Living will. You have the option of checking the South Dakota driver license application yes or no, if you have a living will governing the withholding or withdrawal of life-sustaining treatment. Durable power of attorney. You may indicate on the South Dakota driver license application if you have durable power of attorney that designates the withholding or withdrawal of life-sustaining treatment. Veteran. If you are an honorably discharged veteran and wish this to be designated on your driver license or ID card, you may indicate this on the application form. To have this designation placed on your license or ID card, you must present either a U.S. Military DD-214 form, Certificate of Release or Discharge from Active Duty, DD Form 2, Retired, DD for 2A, Reserved Retired, NGB 22, National Guard DD-214, form or a certificate signed by your local veteran service officer indicating honorable character of service. Organ and tissue donation. Organ, tissue and eye transplantation are successful, routine procedures that save or improve the lives of thousands of people each year. Unfortunately, there are many more people waiting for transplants than there are organs and tissues available. The cure to this crisis is an increased commitment to donation. One organ and tissue donor can save or improve the lives of up to 60 people. Organs and tissues that can be donated include heart, lungs, liver, kidneys, pancreas, intestines, corneas, skin, heart valves, bone, and connective tissue. Once a donor is identified, donation coordinators obtain a medical, social history from the next of kin and conduct thorough tests to determine the medical suitability of the organs. Additional tissue testing is conducted in order to place the organs with the most appropriate match. Recovery of organs and tissue is a surgical procedure. Donors are treated with great care and dignity. The donation process does not prevent an open casket funeral. All costs related to donation are covered by the procurement organization, which passes those costs on to the transplanting facility. No charges related to donation are incurred by the donor or the donor's family. For more information about donation, please call 1-888-5-DONATE. In South Dakota, when you indicate on your license or ID that you wish to give the precious gift of life by being an organ and tissue donor, you are relieving your loved ones of the burden of making that decision for you at the time of your death. The issuance of a driver license or ID with a donor designation completes the donation registration process and is effective unless you request removal of the donor designation. If you are not planning to apply for a new driver license or non-driver identification card but would like to be designated as an organ donor on your record, you may register online at www.dps.sd.gov/licensing/drive_licensing or you may contact our office at 1-605-773-6883 to obtain the donor and tissue registry form. Once you've completed the online or paper form, you will be sent an organ donor sticker to affix to your driver license or ID. If at some future time you decide to amend or revoke your designation, you may do so by removing the organ donor designation from your driver license or ID. For more information regarding amending or revoking your designation, please refer to South Dakota Codified Law Chapter 34-26. Driver License Renewal. Your driver license is valid for 5 years and will expire on your birthday or 30 days after your birthday if you are turning 21. You may renew the license anytime up to 180 days before it expires, unless you will be turning 21. You will be required to take a vision test when renewing. If the driver license you surrender is expired, a knowledge test will also be required. Drivers of foreign countries will be issued a license for the duration of their legal stay based on U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services documents provided at license issuance, but not to exceed 5 years. Skip the trip. Apply online. Effective July 1, 2014, driver license renewals, duplicates, and the upgrade of a restricted minor's permit may be done online. Any person who is eligible may apply by mail or online for a replacement and renewal once in any 10-year period. For more information, go to www.skipthetripsd.com or dps.sd.gov/driver-licensing/renew-and-duplicate/renew-online. Loss of driving privileges. Keeping your driver license. In order to keep your driver license, you must always drive safely. You can lose your license for a drug conviction in a vehicle, a conviction for driving while intoxicated, an alcohol conviction by a minor, refusing to be tested for alcohol or drugs if you are asked to do so by a police officer, driving during a period of court sentence prohibiting driving, driving while license is suspended, canceled, revoked, or denied, giving false information when you apply for a driver license or a non-driver ID, failing to settle a financial judgment made against you for damages resulting from a motor vehicle accident, attempting to alter the information on your license or using someone else's license, failing to appear for a re-examination when requested to do so by driver licensing, using a motor vehicle to commit a felony or causing the death of someone in a motor vehicle accident, having too many points on your driving record, as dictated by the current point system, failure to maintain proof of insurance on every vehicle owned or operating a vehicle without proof of insurance, any conviction of a traffic violation committed prior to the age of 16 by the holder of a restricted permit or instruction permit, failure to pay a fine resulting from a traffic violation conviction, owing debt to a South Dakota government agency totaling $1,000 or more, any convictions for violating the restrictions of the license for a driver under 18 years of age, under 21 and are being arrested for 0.02% to 0.079% BAC in violation of SDCL 322321. Sale, distribution of alcohol to a minor under 21 years of age. Possession of alcohol by a minor under 21 years of age. Eluding law enforcement. Revocation. The loss of a driver license and/or privilege to drive or apply for a license. Following a revocation, all applicable tests will be required in addition to the application fee and a $50 to $200 reinstatement fee. Reinstatement from a revocation. A person whose license has been revoked, suspended or disqualified is required by law to pay a license reinstatement fee of $50 to $200 in addition to the application fee when they are eligible to apply for a license. Vision and knowledge tests will be required following a revocation. Reinstatement fees are as follows. Must apply in person. First DWI minus $75. Second DWI minus $125. Third and subsequent DWI, S minus $175. Second reckless driving conviction in 1 year minus $100. Eluding a police officer minus $100. Vehicular battery minus $200. Vehicular homicide minus $200. All other types of revocations minus $50. Suspension. The loss of a driver license and or privilege to drive or apply for a license. Reinstatement from a suspension. Following suspension, no testing will be required unless the license has expired. An application fee and a $50 reinstatement fee will be required. Applicants may reinstate from a suspension online at https://dps.sd.gov/driver-licensing/renew-and-duplicate/renew-online. Restricted minor's permit. If the department receives record of a conviction for a traffic violation or a violation of the restricted permit for a minor under 16 years of age, the driving privileges shall be suspended for a period of 30 days or as otherwise required by law. A second conviction shall result in suspension of the driving privilege until the permit holder's 16th birthday, or for 90 days, whichever is longer. Receipt of a conviction for a Class 1 misdemeanor or felony will result in a suspension of the license until their 16th birthday or as required by law. If the department receives a conviction for a violation of the restrictions of the license for a minor 16 or 17 years of age, the driving privileges shall be suspended for 30 days for each conviction. A person who has a learner permit or restricted permit suspended for a first traffic conviction, or violation of the permit restrictions, need not pay the $50 reinstatement fee and application fee unless the suspension is for a conviction of a moving traffic offense and assessed 6 or more points. They may, however, apply for a duplicate license. Financial responsibility. Any operator who has had their driver license revoked or suspended following a judgment, resulting from an uninsured auto accident, a conviction for no insurance, vehicular homicide, DWI, or two convictions of reckless driving, within a one-year period, must establish proof of financial responsibility for the future before they may drive or re-register any vehicle in this state. Most motorists provide proof of financial responsibility for the future by having their auto insurance company file in State Route 22 form with the driver licensing program. The State Route 22 forms must be received at the Central Administrative Office. The driver exam stations are unable to accept State Route 22 forms. The forms must come directly from the insurance company. Are you insured? South Dakota State Law SDCL 32-35-113 requires the owner of any motor vehicle that is required to be registered, maintain and enforce one of the following forms of financial responsibility. 1. Owner's policy of liability insurance. 2. The bond of a surety company. 3. Certificate of deposit or securities in the amount of $50,000 deposited with the state treasurer. 4. Certificate of self-insurance, minimum 26 vehicles. Written evidence of your financial responsibility must be carried in the vehicle covered and presented to any law enforcement officer upon request. Acceptable written evidence is an insurance policy or identification card identifying the name of the company, policy number, effective date of coverage and the date of expiration. A certificate of deposit issued by the state treasurer or certificate of self-insurance are also acceptable. Penalty. A conviction for failure to maintain proof of financial responsibility is a Class 2 misdemeanor, 30 days imprisonment in a county jail, $100 fine or both, driver license suspension for a period of not less than 30 days or more than 1 year and filing proof of insurance, State Route 22, with the state of South Dakota for 3 years from the date of eligibility. Failure to file proof will result in suspension of vehicle registration, license plates and driver license. South Dakota point system. Any operator who accumulates 15 points in any 12 consecutive months, or 22 points in any 24 consecutive months, is subject to a driver license suspension. When multiple offenses arise out of a single incident, points will be assessed on the offense carrying the highest point value. No points will be assessed for speeding, standing, parking, equipment, size or weight violations, including speed limits set by the Department of Transportation for control of size and weight-related damage to highways. Points are assessed on out-of-state convictions just as if they were committed in South Dakota. Upon operator's request, a hearing is provided before suspension. Periods of suspension. First suspension 60 days. Second suspension 6 months. Subsequent suspension 1 year. Points are assessed as follows. Driving while intoxicated, DWI, DUI, 10. Reckless driving, 8. Eluding. Attempting to elude, 6. Drag racing, 6. Failure to yield right of way, 4. Improper passing, 4. Driving on the wrong side of the roadway, 4. Stop sign, light violation, 3. Other moving violation, 2. State law requires a mandatory revocation of driver license for driving while intoxicated convictions.